defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone. How the heck are you today? I'm going to take you right smack to Missouri. A lot to cover with you today. Lots of things to go over with. I hope to be able to get to as much of it as I possibly can. There's an interesting, let's say, I don't want to say dynamic. Missouri, very gun-friendly state. I've been to Missouri many times. Crossbreed Holsters is based in Missouri. It's a beautiful place, and they value and cherish the right to bear arms in Missouri. I know they do. Their leaders do as well. Something I believe we're seeing come from, maybe not come from what's happening in Virginia, but strengthening. Let me explain. Republican leaders, including the governor, are, before they head back to their legislative session this week, are making it a point to affirm or reaffirm their commitment to the right to keep and bear arms, and what has been said, their aversion to taking up strong gun control legislation during this legislative session. Why is that important? Because of what's happening in Virginia. Because what's happening in Virginia is so visible and the grassroots so vocal, I believe we're seeing some of that rub off in Missouri. Now, this is going to happen across the country. This is the remarkable, and what's the word that I'm looking for here? What is it? I'm not really sure. I'm at a loss for words on this one. Suffice to say, the rest of the country is watching what's happening in Virginia, and we're beginning to see, I believe, the impact in other states, kind of like what we're seeing in Missouri. Now, the governor and the leaders in the Republican Party may not admit to that. They may not have to. They may not even realize it. But they're hearing it, they're seeing it, and they're strengthening their resolve in the state of Missouri. That's a big deal for all of us. Mike Parson is the governor. He came under a lot of fire over the past several weeks and months, particularly in November of last year, because he had a meeting with a number of mayors, Kansas City and St. Louis were the two in particular, both of those cities wrestling with terrible crime problems. Both of those cities run by Democrats, I might add, at every level for decades. But in November, he held a meeting, and there were some reports out there that he was willing to at least begin the process of hearing them on their gun control proposals. What he did on Saturday this past week was said, no, not going to do that at all. He said, my being able or willing to talk to these people does not mean that I'm open for gun control. So let's take a little look at specifics of what he said, because Governor Mike Parson put out a Facebook post. Was it a Facebook post or a tweet? I think it was a tweet. Forgive me. I'm not sure. I only have the actual word up. I have the document up. I don't know. I think it was a tweet. It was a tweet. Okay. What are Governor Parson's beliefs on the Second Amendment? During his 22 years in law enforcement as a lifetime member of the NRA, Parson has never wavered in his support for the Second Amendment and has proven his commitment to protect the Constitution. Governor Parson is a firm believer in protecting law-abiding Missouri citizens' access to Second Amendment rights. Then he goes on to talk about his record. What is he working on with the mayors? That's the key. Throughout 2019, Parson met with mayors from Missouri's four largest metro areas to discuss immediate short-term solutions to combat violent crime across the state. When you hear those words as a gun rights proponent, your feathers go up, okay? Your cackles rise. Because we know, exactly, we understand the bait and switch, if you will, with the way the narrative is created by mainstream press and the gun grabbers, the prohibitionists, the professionals. So we rise up and we think, well, what does this mean? Let me repeat that again. Immediate short-term solutions to combat violent crime across the state. The three main areas of focus were witness protection, mental health, and substance abuse treatment, and keeping guns out of the hands of violent criminals. Governor Parson has not supported restricting law-abiding citizens' right to bear arms. After those meetings, the governor in Missouri made it clear that 25 state personnel were being assigned to support federal task forces and assist other local operations in St. Louis, which is the most violent city in America, by the way. And I quote now, to ensure we are doing everything we can at the state level to keep Missourians safe. Clearly, the Democrats in control of that city can't. Maybe Parsons is the grown-up walking in the room. Don't know. But one thing Parsons does understand is that it's violent criminals who cause problems. And as he mentions, prey on innocent victims, children, and young adults, and who push drugs and fear into communities. And that is what he's making the focus of his efforts. And he states, they are a problem, not law-abiding citizens. Governor Parson believes in the importance of protecting our citizens, communities, laws, and constitution. Now, why is all of this important? What do we care about what he says in Missouri when we don't live in Missouri? I'll tell you why. Because again, on the heels of what we're seeing in the state of Virginia, this remarkable uprising of the grassroots in that state and the Commonwealth, it's statements like this, as they go into the legislative session, that we should expect to hear from every single Republican state legislator and governor across this country. And every single one of them who claim to support the right to keep and bear arms should be mentioning Virginia by name. We've got to begin to see the movement that is occurring in Virginia that began a couple years ago, by the way, in Illinois. 67 counties in Illinois declared Second Amendment sanctuaries. New Mexico, Colorado, Washington State, Tennessee, most recently Kentucky, one in Florida. I am a huge proponent of beginning this movement nationwide in advance of the 2020 elections, looking down the road towards 24 and 28, sending a clear signal to the socialists. Not up in here, not today, not ever. The land of the free and the home of the brave. Never in this country will we allow you to take our rights. The education, if you will, that we should be getting from Virginia should be marching across this country, should be steamrolling across this country. Whether or not the Republican leaders in Missouri know it or not, they are advancing those rights with very bold statements like this in advance of the legislative session. Because there were accusations that because he even sat down with the leaders of these cities, these major cities in his state, that somehow he was going to capitulate or fold and give in to the gun grabbers. Make no mistake, the governor of a state, I don't care whether he's a Democrat or a Republican, is supposed to meet with the mayors and the leaders of the cities in their state. There's nothing wrong with that. Supposed to be. But you and I both know. We understand how the language has been hijacked. We know what they mean when they say gun safety measures. And we know it whether it comes out of the mouth of a Democrat or a Republican. But I'll tell you, I was very pleased to see the Missouri Times report on what is happening in the state of Missouri relative to the right to bear arms in advance of the legislative session, making it very, very clear, not up in here, not today, not going to happen on my watch. He said, and I quote, "I've never wavered in my support of the Second Amendment. I firmly believe in protecting Missourians' Second Amendment rights and will continue working with federal, state, local, and community partners to protect the citizens of our state. Over the past months, we have rolled up our sleeves, gotten to work, and identified the immediate actions we can take at the state level to keep Missouri citizens safe while still protecting the Second Amendment rights." You can do those things. Those things can be done when the secret agenda isn't destruction of the right to keep and bear arms by a group of ideologues, agenda-driven socialists in America, hell-bent on destroying the country. So it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of the Missouri state legislature on the heels of what we're seeing in Virginia. Did Virginia have anything? Does Virginia have anything to do with bold statements coming up pre-legislative session in Missouri? I don't know. It probably does. And it probably will in other states across the country as we see the legislators begin to convene across the states. Here's what you need to do. You know that extra hour Alan Gottlieb mentioned a couple weeks back on Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast? Pick up the phone, call your state legislators, and tell them you want to see strong statements like this ahead of the legislative session pertaining to your right to keep and bear arms, that you're not going to take it. Not up in here, not today, never in our state. That's the 1 hour that you can take today. I'll be back right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. You know, we're gearing up, getting ready to go to the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show in, what, 12 days? I'll be flying out there in 12 days and looking forward to an awful lot of fun out there, broadcasting from that facility at the Sands Convention Center. Nearly 100,000 people there, an election year. This year marks the 20th year since I attended my first SHOT Show. Good heavens. I don't know where the time has gone. But nonetheless, we will be having a great time in Las Vegas. As much as I hate travel. I wish they'd bring it back east. But who's complaining, right? Me. I'm complaining. I'd love to see it back east. I know it's not going to happen, but regardless, we will be out there and we will be having a great time. It's a tremendous amount of fun out on Radio Row while we're broadcasting. Who knows who's going to come walking through? We never know. We've had everybody from you know, actors to Karl Malone joined us a couple years ago. Do you remember that? Great basketball, the basketball great Karl Malone, big supporter of the right to keep and bear arms. We've had everything from doctors and mental health professionals to people that make concealed carry belts, you know? I mean, you just never know what you're going to get at SHOT. And I'm talking about independent individuals, authors, politicians. We had the individual from Australia on, from the Australian Parliament a couple years ago, warning us never to let happen here what happened there. So I'm going into SHOT Show, I'm going to say unplanned. I know where I'm going to be, when I'm going to be, and for how long I'm going to be there, but I can't tell you right now who's going to be on the program. There are a couple companies I'm working to bring to the airwaves that we've not heard from before. I'll keep my fingers crossed. If it happens, I'll let you know. Let me go back to Missouri briefly because I was going through some of this during the break. The Republican Party in Missouri's executive director, Gene Evans, defended the governor on an episode of, I think, was it This Week in Missouri Politics? And here's what Gene Evans said. Saying everything is on the table is completely different than saying I'm for gun control or I want red flag laws or I want any of those other things. Now, why do you think Gene Evans said that? Because as I said in the previous segment, the moment we as gun rights supporters hear phrases like that, our feathers get ruffled, as they should, because we're paying attention. So the director of that, the Missouri Republican Party executive director, had to come out and clarify statements. House Speaker Elijah Haar, along with the majority floor leader Rob Vescovo, have vowed not to support policies that, quote, infringe on the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding Missouri citizens. All of this is beautiful. These are preemptive strikes to individuals who want to infringe on our rights. As I mentioned yesterday, the boneheaded bill from the dunce McGun grabber here, as Truth About Guns called her. Danella, I don't even remember her name. Dunce cap. I mean, just flat out moron. They put these bills out. They don't even know what they're talking about in these bills. And it would be great to see. And we haven't seen it yet here in the state of Georgia. And I would love to see it. I've spoken to some of the grassroots activist leaders in the state. Why aren't we doing these things? What do we need to do to begin making this a sanctuary state like Virginia has done? These are the types of statements coming out of Missouri politicians that we need in every single state in the country, particularly those that are controlled by Republicans. If you've got a Republican governor, a Republican-led legislature, these people need to be making statements like this in advance of these sessions. And it is Virginia that is the impetus, the reminder for us that this is what we have to do. This is how we get active. Virginia, what did I call it? Proactively reacting to a bad situation. Firing a shot across the bow after or in reaction to what's happening in that state. I don't want to find myself in that position, nor do you. Missourians don't want to find themselves in that position, which is why I'm spending some time on this. Because you've got leaders in the state making very bold statements that are standing up in advance of the session saying,
We're not going to do that. Why? Because they're reacting to what we as gun rights supporters who live in the state of Missouri had to say to them following comments that came from meetings with the governor when he met with a bunch of Democrats to talk about, quote unquote, gun safety or gun violence prevention, because we all know what that means. So we are in the driver's seat forcing our elected officials in the state of Missouri to explain themselves, and that's what's happening, and that's the way it should work. Vescovo went, I think it was Har, let me go back to what House Speaker Elijah Har had to say, and I quote, "Our federal and state constitutions hold the rights of gun owners sacred. I take those rights seriously, as do the members of my caucus. We look forward to upholding those rights in this 2020 legislative session." Vescovo, who was the majority floor leader, said the following: "If heavy penalties that already exist for murder and assault don't effectively deter people from committing them, then how will any new laws produce better results, especially if they're a little more than window dressing?" Goes farther. "Both gun grabbing laws and red flag laws do not get to the root of the problem, which is that criminals will still find ways to obtain weapons with these policies in place. Instead, those policies will create additional hurdles for law-abiding citizens, while those who wish to do harm will continue to obtain stolen weapons on the black market. These are two individuals in positions of power in Missouri who have the ability to see to it whether a bill moves forward or does not. And this is what we need to hear from these individuals." So I go back again, and this will be a theme throughout the remainder of 2020. When Mr. Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, arguably the most powerful man alive in the nation today, fighting on behalf of gun rights in this country, asks for our assistance, we need to oblige. 1 hour, he said, per day. This is exactly what you can ask of your leaders. Reach out, contact your state representatives, and ask them if they're willing to go public with it. Say these things. We want to hear you stand up. That's what's happening in Virginia at a scale we couldn't have imagined 6 months ago. That right now, I promise you, has a Democrat, communist, socialist, gun-grabbing freak scared to death, shaking at his knees inside the governor's mansion in Virginia right now. They'll never tell you that publicly, but I can promise you, when they look out and see all of these very powerful people who hold positions of power and authority throughout their state standing up to them and warning them in no uncertain terms, no, absolutely not will we enforce the garbage you want to shove down our throats. This is the year we, as gun rights supporters, must stand firm and demand comments like this from our legislators and our governors. We must, because the other side isn't going to back down. Now, when we come back after this break, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the other side and what it is they're doing and where their money's coming from and who really controls the grassroots. And we're going to knock them down with facts back after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, "We don't need that kind of gun," remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Man, it is segment three already. Time is flying right by. Whew, I tell you what, and I know with SHOT coming up, I tell you what I need to do. This happens every single year. I wind up the night before going, man, oh man, why did I not do that in advance? Why didn't I pack that in advance? Why did I even think about that? I'm not going to let that happen this year as we gear up for SHOT Show. Man, oh, man, oh, man. But anyway, I wish you could be there. If you're going to be there, make sure you stop by the booth up on Radio Row, floor number two. If you come in the convention center at the main entrance, go up the steps, hang a left, go all the way around by the side, past the main lobby, and keep going, and boom, you'll run into Radio Row. There's security there. If you're credentialed, they'll let you in. Credentialed meaning if you have SHOT credentials, you can go in. But it's a double layer of security for that. I'm not sure who else will be there. I know I will be there. Lars Larson will be there. Mike Gallagher is generally always there. And some others. So we're going to have a really, really good time. Our sponsors will be there. In fact, the banners that we've got with Car Arms and GunBroker.com and Crossbreed Holsters and the Armed American Radio, one for each program and for our title sponsors, are going to be up. A 6-foot banner behind us. It's going to be a lot of fun at the remote location. So if you can stop by, if you're going to be there, come by and say hello, shake my paw, and watch some Armed American Radio production, because we will be taping and live throughout each and every day on the floor at Radio Row. So come by and check us out. Say hello. March for Our Lives. Remember the 2018 huge march on Washington, D.C.? Well, it wasn't as huge as you think it was. While the numbers were, half a million people, it was big besides that. Most of those people were there mulling around just because they were there in Washington. They wanted to go see what it was all about. The vast majority of them were not there, dare I say, supporting David Hogg and Emma Gonzalez and the rest of them. No. They were there because of the festive atmosphere. But these groups, March for Our Lives, here's the action fund here. This is very important information. The March for Our Lives Action Fund, it's a 501c4, social welfare organization. Now, of course, this organization was put together after Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, where Nicholas Cruz murdered a dozen and a half people, injured another 17. But this organization, you know who bankrolls it? We don't know either, but here's what we do know. We do know some of it. But it was bankrolled almost entirely by, quoting Stephen Gutowski at the Free Beacon, large donations in excess of $100,000. In particular, 36 individual donations between $100,000 and $3,504,717. A grand total of $16,922,331 bones from 36 individuals. You can only imagine where they're coming from. Hollywood money, liberal leftist tech money, multi-billionaires, right? Yeah, we know who they are. All the Paul Allens tech billionaires and heirs out there to all that money. The heirs of the Steve, all that leftist money is coming in. Michael Bloomberg, obviously. But 36 donations. Why is that important? Because the National Rifle Association, for example, this is a great analogy. I don't know how many times we've said this over the years. But our strength doesn't lie in 36 anonymous donors. Our strength lies in what we're seeing in Virginia. Hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of individuals standing up and maybe donating $20, $25 here, $25 there, $5 over here, some to the Second Amendment Foundation, that we are able to muster a grassroots uprising like we're seeing in Virginia, and like the pressure that was clearly put on the politicians in Missouri to feel that they had to respond the way they responded with this proactive statement prior to the start of their legislative session. That's grassroots activism. That's who we are as gun rights activists. That's what we do. That's what they're not capable of. Oh, they'll draw a big party of pink hats, you know, in the shape of whatever that we can't talk about, satellite radio moment words. Bunch of loudmouth celebrities that threaten to blow up the White House. Bunch of kooks and idiots that, quite frankly, Ricky Gervais the other day in that brilliant monologue put right smack in their place. And a bunch of activists who aren't activists at all, but merely like things in cyber world. And as Stephen Gutowski reminds us from the Free Beacon Report, the group's reliance on a small number of large donations raises questions about its ability to turn rally goers and supporters into donors. Those people aren't donating anything. They're just showing up. Ooh, I was there. It was a lot of fun. I was there. It was a historical march. I was there. Saw history made. Those people aren't donating anything. They're loudmouth likes in a fake world, in a hateful fake world. Again, you take David Hogg or Twitter away from that David Hogg moron, David Hogg is nobody. He's a Twitter phenomenon. Take it away. These people are nobodies. Stephen Gutowski's right. This speaks volume. 36 large donors is where the vast majority of their money came from. Billionaire benefactors like Michael Bloomberg is who's driving their movement. Not us. Not them. Not the, when I say us, I mean people in general. Let me rephrase that. Not their people. But mega donors like Bloomberg. And that we could dig a little bit deeper than where Stephen was talking. That proves that we're right when we talk about the fact that Michael Bloomberg can't buy an election. Michael Bloomberg's $2.5 million. Let me say can't buy freedom. He did buy the election. Let me be clear on that. He was able to infuse a ton of money, and now they're getting payback in Virginia. Or are they? Remains to be seen. We'll see the convictions by which those Democrats act in the face of that real, true grassroots uprising of hundreds of thousands of people, not 36 people, that gave over six figures. Their 990 tax form shows another 38 donations between $5,000 and $100,000, which, according to Stephen Gutowski at the Free Beacon, accounted for an additional $876,114 of revenue. The remainder, just under 0.5% of their total receipts, came from those giving less than $5,000. Now, this, what's interesting, it's not interesting, they're not required by law to disclose their donors under federal law. We do know that there have been vows from those Hollywood executives and those billionaires and the celebrities to provide huge contributions to those groups, Michael Moore's, etc. Mark Benioff, and billionaire businessman Eli Broad both gave $1 million. Two of six donors, two of six to do that. $1 million from just two individuals, $1 million apiece from just two individuals, but six did it. $6 million of that 16 came from just six people. Think about that. George Clooney and his wife Amal Clooney gave $500,000. So did Gucci. Now, I can quote Alan Gottlieb right now. We'd give anything to have donors. We don't have donors like that. And it's the Second Amendment Foundation in courtrooms, over 32 of them right now across the country, over 37 right now across the nation, fighting and winning our rights back one lawsuit at a time. And we don't have six individual donors giving us $6 million a pop to do that. We have me and you. And by the way, you know what I did just last week for the start of the new year? I upped my contribution monthly to the Second Amendment Foundation to $50 a month. Instead, I think it was at 25. I'm up to $50. I'm just giving $50 a month. Just go. You can do the same thing. They're not the only group that I donate to. I wish I could give more. More about that. The business will, when we talk about, oh, and it's premium subscribership and book sales and that kind of thing. But just me as an individual person, $50 a pop. It makes a difference. It makes a huge difference, particularly when we've got over 1,000 or over 600,000 members. I'll be back right after this.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'll get it out in the GunBroker.com studios here in front of this Car Arms Platinum microphone. Looking forward to bringing Justin Moon from Car Arms to the program here really soon, probably before SHOT Show. And more than likely at the SHOT Show. Yeah, we're going to have some fun. Bursa and others that you heard on the program. This is when I ask you, please, to support all of our sponsors across the platform, every single one of them. Every single one of them. Emerson Knives, pick up a blade from Emerson. You know, it's interesting. I'm live now, and Ernie's calling me as we speak right now. So after I get off the airwaves, I'll go ahead and return that call. I'll give him a break because that three-hour time difference, it's easy to forget from time to time. He literally just called me as I said that, which reminded me of. But please visit all of our sponsors, AmmoLand.com, Lead Slingers, Spirits, Defender Coffee. My gosh, if you're drinking coffee and you're not drinking Defender Coffee, ask yourself why when they give it to the Second Amendment Foundation or maybe, oh, I don't know, the Firearms Policy Coalition or whichever ones that Derek decides to add. All of our firearm manufacturers, Bursa, North American Arms, Car Arms, there will be more coming. Supply.com. These people keep us on the airwaves and allow us to talk about these things and have fun in the process. So please support our sponsors. You can check out every single one of them at armedamericanradio.com. Click on the link. It will take you right to their site. Click on the link. Go right to their site. Personal Defense Network, bringing us Rob Pincus. We missed him last week, but he was traveling in the air again. Nonetheless, we will be able to bring him back this week coming up, and we'll have him live from the SHOT Show floor, no doubt, in about 12 days. There's a really interesting, the question is, let me go back now. How did we get where we are today in this argument? Because I'm not going to call it a debate. There's no debate. The debate ended December 15, 1791. Why is Justice Thomas so ticked off that the Supreme Court has not dealt with the Second Amendment since the McDonald v. Chicago case? Why is Gorsuch, new to the bench, so ticked off that the Supreme Court has not touched another Second Amendment case? And what does it mean that the Supreme Court hasn't touched another case like Heller or like McDonald v. Chicago when they've had plenty of opportunity to do so? Well, they've got the New York case now. New York State Pistol and Rifle Association, that's dealing with carrying a gun outside of the home. I am hopeful that we will get a favorable ruling. I am hopeful that Chief Justice Roberts will not punt that to the side. If he does, that's concerning. I'm hopeful that he will not. I remain very, very optimistic about that. Not cautiously optimistic, like Alan said. I remain very optimistic that he will not. I believe we will get a favorable ruling. How favorable is the key? To what extent will the justice who writes the decision in that case, should it be in our favor, how far will they go since we've not heard a case, since Chicago, or a huge case like Chicago, McDonald v. Chicago, or like Heller? How far will they go? Will they clarify some of Heller's rulings? Because it was some, let's say, I don't want to blame the Heller case. The left is perverting the decision. The decision in Heller is straightforward, but it's been perverted by the left. And because the Supreme Court has failed to take another case, that perversion continues. In fact, it emboldens the leftist gun grabbers and freedom haters in America to continue to pervert the Heller decision and somehow twist it into some type of anti-gun ruling rather than the very pro-rights and individual rights ruling that it was in fact. Their very failure to take a case has put us where we are. So the Heller, the failure of the Supreme Court, I should say, to take a case as significant as Heller or as McDonald v. Chicago has in part put us here. Truth About Guns did a great job talking about this today. Why does it seem that liberal extremists are pursuing new infringements on gun rights seemingly unchecked? Why do we have an escalated situation in Virginia where liberal politicians seek to further infringe the Second Amendment rights of its citizens, threatening imprisonment and even violence against constitutional gun owners who have committed no crimes? The author of this piece, Teresa Einacker, says, and I quote, "This is due to a failure of our system of checks and balances, due to a failure of the courts to deal with a barrage of important Second Amendment cases over the last 10 years. We are perilously off balance." She is 100% correct, and that is exactly why Gorsuch signed on to a scathing dissent by Thomas when the court refused to hear the Peruta case 2 years ago out of California. That case should have been taken by the Supreme Court, and it was not. Thomas knew it. Gorsuch knew it. And it was not. We don't know why. We will never know why. What we do know is at least four justices decided that it wasn't worth hearing. We know two of them felt adamantly that the case needed to be heard, but it wasn't. So we find ourselves today in a place where Virginia, and when she said, an escalated place, she called it what, an escalated situation, where liberal politicians seek to further infringe the Second Amendment rights of its citizens, threatening imprisonment and even violence. Why? How? Because of the court's refusal. You know, it's interesting, when I was a guest on three radio programs earlier today, one at 9 a.m., one at 9:40, I believe, and another one at 12. And I'll be doing the Earl Ingram Show, my favorite leftist up in Milwaukee. I'll be on the Earl Ingram Show tomorrow at 10 a.m. You want to tune in for that. You premium subscribers will get the entire interview on the premium website. I will put it up there for you. Earl is an inner city activist, community organizer, radio host. He's also an intellectually honest man and an individual that you can have a difference of opinion with and talk about it with him. He and I have a remarkable ability to banter back and forth, and I've been able to have that same banter and control with his guests that call in, 9 out of 10 of them in disagreement with me. But it's an intellectually honest bunch. Earl runs a great radio program. We differ on these things. However, and this is where we go back to a place like Virginia, where the leaders of the party in Virginia are not interested in an intellectually honest conversation. They're interested in pushing their agenda. But I did a number of radio programs today, and we covered an awful lot of ground. And part of that ground on two of those interviews that I did circled back to court cases. Why? How did we get where we are today in this country? Do yourself a favor. Read the Supreme Court's failure to defend Heller has created the situation in Virginia over at The Truth About Guns. I believe you can pick it up at keepandbeararms.com and over at the Gun Feed, if I'm not mistaken. And again, as always happens, I'm never going to be able to get to everything that I want to talk with you about today. I do apologize. I'm glancing at my clock and I'm out of time. So I have to cut my thoughts off as I did just a couple seconds ago. And I do apologize for that. But you know what's fun about it? We're going to get up tomorrow and we're going to do it all again. And I'm going to keep this theme going. I want to echo what Alan Gottlieb said to us 2 weeks ago on Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Have you done your extra hour of work? The opening segment talking about Missouri, that's a beautiful thing to see statements like that coming from our elected officials in advance of their legislative session. Ask your elected officials where they stand publicly in advance of your legislative session, wherever you happen to be. It's time that what we see happen in Virginia happen across this country, even in states like where I sit, that are red, where Stacey Abrams lost by 58,000 votes. No matter how much spin she gives us, she can't spin herself out of it. These are the states that need to be making these decisions and taking proactive measures right now so we don't find ourselves where Virginia is. I'm going to get up and do it all over again tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.